We are in Siman Tov Samach Zayin. We're up to Sif Ches. And that's what we will be doing. Dvar shel eini Yehudi, ein machzikim bo iser. Now, up until now, we were dealing with grain, the different halachas of grain, and when we have to be choshesh for chimutz. Now we start going into the halachas of buying stam food for Pesach. It used to be that hechsherim were not so common. We did not have mashkichim traveling the world. And as a result of it, people used all sorts of products, assuming that there was no chametz in it. Remember, we were not really talking about processed foods in those days. We were talking about raw materials. One had to make sure that no chametz got in there accidentally. And the question is, what can you rely on as not being chametz, and what would one have to be choshesh for as being chametz? So the Mechaber says, Dvar shalein Yehudi, ein machzikin iser. Non-Jewish honey, when they come to sell honey, you don't have to worry about it, even though there are those that put wheat flour into the honey. You don't have to worry about it. V'ochen osu b'Pesach, people eat it on Pesach. Hagah, miyu yesh machmirin. There are those who are machmir because there is a real fear that that there may be grain in it. And this grain that they use is it's flour that was actually that was bleached, was flour that was soaked, which we say has adin of chametz. Says the Ramah. V'aminig b'medina se'elu shelo lechol dvash, our minig is not to eat honey. Rak, olson shem mevi'in michavius min hakaveres, the ones that come straight from the beehives. She'olson imenu mashke shekor med, they make meat out of it, this honey drink. That's the first thing. So that we're only makel on this stuff, because these are things that come directly from the beehives, and we know for a fact that that they do not put any flour in it. Lemaisa, the Mishtabur, brings down that one, even in those days, the right thing to do was only take the ones that come in with the actual beehives, with the actual, they come with the wax. With regard to actually using the honey on Pesach, someone knowing under no circumstances they use honey, it's only this honey drink that they were makel with. Now the next halacha, uteinim yuveshim, dried figs, va'anovim yuveshim, shekorn rojni, raisins, gdolim oktanim, big or small, toli b'minig hamakomis, that depends on the minig of the places. Kesh machpiyun shaloli achlon, there are those that are makel not to eat dried fruit on Pesach, the reason being that one of the ways of drying fruit is to sprinkle flour on it, and the flour absorbs the moisture. V'yesh makilim, but there are those who are makel. L'kach nogum dinas edel lahachmir, shalechol shum peiris yuveshim. It is therefore the minig ashkenaz not to eat any dried fruit. Im lo shiyaduah shenisyapshu b'derech shein lochosh l'chametz. Unless they were dried in a way, you know for a fact they were dried in a way without any chashash chametz whatsoever. Now, the Mishtabur brings down that the minig was that although they didn't eat the dried fruit, they did drink its juice. So, for example, people did not eat prunes on Pesach, but they did drink prune juice on Pesach. Even so, the Mishtabur brings down that it's important that it should be cooked before Pesach and that the liquid be strained to make sure that there's no chametz in it. Further, v'tzuker, sugar, osur liochlo afilo lashol so osur. Sugar was known to have been mixed with flour, and as a result of that, you shouldn't even hold it in your home over Pesach. We're cautious for Bal Yerah. Ubiyan devachrin, ochlim peris yuvelim, a tzuker kendal, a she'in boch shashchimutz. The minig is that on Achrin shel Pesach, which is a derabanan, so there people eat dried fruit, as well as a Canadian sugar, which really didn't have a chash of chimutz. Now, Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the chash of putting flour in it was uncommon in sugar cubes. It was only in the powdered sugar that there was a chash. V'haminig b'mdina se'elu shelo lechol karkam shekorin zafrin, saffron, not to eat saffron, because there too they put very fine flour in it. On neglach, or cloves. Miyu einon osun taravosom, they do not aser their tarovis. Now, Lamaisa, in many places, the minig is till this very day that even if it has a hechsher, and you know for a fact that the dried fruit, for example, was dried in a way that is kosher, with no chash chametz, or similarly like something like the spice cloves, where you know for a fact that they did not that they did not soak them in barley water as they used to in the olden days. Nevertheless, people have a minig of not using it. In fact, there's a very interesting minig. Some have a minig of not using, not saying borei minei besamim amotzoi Shabbos cholamoid Pesach, even though they do amotzoi Shabbos cholamoid Sukkos. I researched it and found that that was because there were parts of the world where the only besamim that they had available, the only thing you could make a bracha on, were cloves. And since their minig was not to use cloves on Pesach, they didn't even use it for besamim, and they just dropped the borei minei besamim on the amotzoi Shabbos cholamoid altogether. Halacha l'maisa, of course, borei minei besamim is to be said. In terms of using cloves, so there too, mi'ikar adin, if it has a hechsher for Pesach, it's mutter, but there are those who are machmir out of minhagim, and once again, the same going for dried fruit. Even if you get a clear hechsher with dried fruit, that there was no chametz involved whatsoever, nevertheless, there are those who don't eat them. The Mishnah Berurah also brings up the issue of tobacco, and he's talking about tobacco primarily for snuff. And he says that, first of all, you've got to make sure that there's no chashash yayin nesach. They use stam yenam, or possibly even yayin nesach, in putting the package together. Lemaisa, there are others that have chashash chametz, and he says that you have to be careful. And his maskon is ato yeshlachkor etzal umnim nimosim kein. You should really check with the professionals what they use in it. Now, lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that with regard to saffron, the minig was lahachmer, even if you knew for a fact that it was kosher lepesach, because it was uncommon to have it done specially. Whereas in dried fruits, there was more of a minig to use it if you knew that it was kosher lepesach, because it was common to dry the fruit in a way that was kosher lepesach. So bizman hazeh, some still keep their minhagim of not using dried fruits, and others will use dried fruits as long as it says kosher lepesach.